Well, I did have more Democrats, but what happened was, first, the dairy amendment. I lost votes over that on the Democratic side. I'm not sure how many, but I know three or four for sure, and I think it was more than that. And then the Sutherland amendment was kind of the straw. I lost a bunch of votes on that. So the combination of Derry and Sutherland, you know, I think we were over 40, and we ended up, I think, at 24.
Republicans say that the Sutherland Amendment was well known that it was going to be.
Well, it might have been well known on their side, but it wasn't well known, and the timing was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, and I told Derek that. You know, our people didn't know this was coming. You know, I told Lucas, be careful with this one, because they've bought headed. And when that came up at the last deal, you know, that's, I had a bunch of people come up to me and say, I was with you, but this is it, I'm done.
Could you, are you guys going to take another crack at this? I mean, how do you,
well, I'm not, no, we're not in charge. They're in charge. They lost 60 votes, you know, so, you know, they're in charge. When I was chairman, I was in charge, and I had to come up with the votes. And I got 317 votes, you remember. So,
what did they tell you about what happens next?
Nobody's told me anything. I had a discussion with Cantor and told them that we had lost votes, that I thought we would probably lost 15. I was about right. And I said, they said, what should we do? I said, well, I'll go try, but there's not much I can do. I said, my opinion, put this bill up, and let's vote her up or down. I'm tired of this. So.
Are you disappointed in your fellow members, or I mean,
In who?
Well, the 15 that dropped off.
No, they had good reason. You know, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know exactly what was going on, but apparently IDFA did a better job of lobbying and convinced members that it was going to raise the price of milk, which is complete nonsense, but people believed it. And it fed into the anger on our side of the caucus of the food stamp cuts. So that kind of all combination of those things, those folks that had been with me now all voted against me on dairy. You know, so whatever.
What does this mean for farm policy? I mean, is there going to be another farm
policy? Well, we'll, you want to get in on this, Frank?
Please, yes.
Yes, please.
I got to go here.
We'll figure it out. You know, I mean, with the exception of dairy in my district, you know, the current law we can live with. And the dairy thing went down, so, you know, I can't imagine they're going to let things go back to 49 law. So without a bill, we'll end up with an extension because there's no way they can go back 49 law. And that's why I left it in there in 2008 for this very reason. So if we don't get a bill, in my opinion, we'll get an extension. And, you know, it's not the best thing in the world, but it's not the worst thing in the world.
Will there ever be a farm bill again?
What?
Will there be a farm bill again?
Well, who knows? You know, it's getting harder all the time. But I wouldn't be surprised if there'd be some kind of an effort here to figure out some other path and try to bring this thing back. You know, I don't know.
You see any chance that they would hold a vote on the Senate bill?
No.
So do you think direct payments?
They get less. They get less votes on the Senate bill.
What would you have to do to bring it back? So,
I don't. I don't have to do anything. I'm not in charge. That's up. They'll have to decide. They've got 60 people that voted no. Well, I can't do it. Not for me to recommend what to do. I recommended they not bring up Sutherland, and they did. You know.
Did you tell leaders how many votes that that would?
Well, I didn't know at the time until it happened. You know, I knew there was problems, but I didn't realize how big a problem.
Cool. So, how did you expect them to bring it up? I mean, just trying to understand the sequence.
Well, I tried to tell Lucas for the last 2 days not, you know, not to accept that amendment, to oppose it.
Yeah.
And he opposed Hulskamp, but he you know, I think because it was Cantor's amendment, you know. So they'll have to figure out. I mean, what I would do is this. I would take anybody on the Republican side that voted for Sutherland and voted against the bill, and that's the first people I'd look at. You know, the second group I'd look at are the people that voted for the Goodlatte Amendment, Derry, and voted against the bill, because those two votes cost us a lot of votes, and I would guess it didn't get them a damn thing on their side. Plus, it's the wrong policy. Plus, it's the wrong.